Why is Mojo Nixon's political talk show called
Lying Cocksuckers?
Because that's what politicians are. Sirius Stars Channel, Sirius 102.
Howdy, folks. I'm Mojo Nixon, and I fucking hate censorship. Plus, it doesn't work. Oh, it always finds a way out. You know, the bad egg is always going to find the bad book. This is American Library Association Banned Book Week. And they got a list here of books that have been banned over time in the last 100 years. You know, libraries and schools and stores tried to keep these books out. But friends, the ideas written down on the page cannot be stopped by mere librarians and city councilmen and do-good, right-wing, Christian, Puritan, no-fun fucks. I got a list right here. These are all books that have been banned, and you ought to check them out. The Great Gatsby, Catcher in the Rye, The Grapes of Wrath, To Kill a Mockingbird, Ulysses, Lord of the Flies, 1984, Lolita of Mice and Men, Catch 22. That's one you ought to check out. Brave New World. The Sun Also Rises as I Lay Dying. Farewell to Arms. Heart of Darkness. That's one you want to check out. Oh, that's one you want to check out. Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison. I still ain't quite sure what's going on in that book. You might want to check that out. Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison. Native Son by Richard Wright. I've read all of these. One Flew Over Cuckoo's Nest by Ken Kesey. Slaughterhouse 5, Kurt Vonnegut. The Call of the Wild, Jack London. Go Tell It on the Mountain, James Baldwin. All the King's Men, Robert Penn Warren. The Jungle, Upton Sinclair. You get the idea. Clockwork Orange, Anthony Burgess. In Cold Blood, Truman Capote. Catch Cradle, Kurt Vonnegut. Failed 10th grade math because I was reading what? Catch Cradle by Kurt Vonnegut. Naked Lunch by William S. Burroughs. Open the Doors of Perception. Peel back the veil of mendacity, my friends. The Naked and the Dead, Norman Mailer. Tropic of Cancer, Henry Miller. I think that was the first book I read where somebody did it in the butt and liked it. Friends, there's a lot of good books out there. In fact, a couple weeks ago, I gave a little Mojo reading list of books that I like, books that are part of the American underground. See, I didn't spring forth whole, you know, whole form. I'm standing on the shoulders of other nut jobs, other ruffians and roustabouts and bad eggs and troublemakers. Going way back. I mean, going back to Karl Marx or whoever the fuck is before Jesus. I'm from a long line of people stirring the pot, causing trouble, you know, pointing out the hypocrisy and the mendacity of the bullshit ruling class. Here's some books you want to check out. On the Road, Jack Kerouac. Crying of Lot 49, Thomas Pynchon. Been Down So Long Seems Like Up to Me, Richard Farina. Any of those Tom Wolfe books from the 60s. Ah, oh, that story about Junior Johnson, the last American hero. Woo! Hunter Thompson's Hell's Angels. And get those campaign books. And Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Steal this book, Abbie Hoffman. Robert Anton Wilson. Let me repeat that name for you. Robert Anton Wilson. There's a whole bunch. Start with the Illuminati trilogy. Robert Anton Wilson. Friends, Do you feel like there's something else going on and you're not quite getting it? Robert Anton Wilson. Companion piece, Philip K. Dick. Philip K. Dick. You want to get Robert Anton Wilson, Philip K. Dick. You also want to get Raymond Chandler and Kinky Friedman. You like a good detective story, don't you? Don't forget about Nick Tosh's Grail Marcus. Grail Marcus got a new book out about America, about American ideas. Grail Marcus is crazier than a one-eyed chick on a rabbit coon dog. Ishmael Reed, Tom Robbins, Another Roadside Attraction. Have you read that? See, these are books that Mojo recommends. Because, friends, it's not just, you know, and it's not just books. You know, there's bands and there's music and there's politics. And there's always people searching for freedom. There's always people looking to blow this motherfucker wide open. That's right, friends. You know, you have day-to-day life, and you go, this is it? This is the height of evolution? You know, Rascal Flatts and Everybody Loves Raymond? This is our fucking reward for being alive? Oh, no, friends. There's something else going on. You got to find out what it is. Mojo Nixon, Sirius 102.